Darcy, and this is all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week. What a week. Sorry, bank account, but these tour announcements have left us eating baked beans and noodles for the next few months. It'll be worth it. Green Day have announced they're bringing their Mega Hell Tour to Australia.
Hi, we're the Green Day Trio, and when we come to Australia, we like to listen to those idiots at Triple M.
After teasing Aussie fans on Twitter earlier this week, the band officially announced the tour details. Joining them is Fall Out Boy and my favourite, Weezer. Ticket info is on the Triple M website now. Green Day have also dropped their highly anticipated 13th studio album, Father of All, this week, featuring the new single, We're Loving, Oh Yeah. The sample of the Joan Jett hit, Do You Wanna Touch Me? Father of All by Green Day is available at your favourite record store and online now. Cold Chisel have just wrapped up what could be their final tour ever, with the final show on the Blood Moon Tour in Mount Cotton this weekend. In their tour announcement last year, the Aussie rock legends warned fans not to miss out or they'd be disappointed. The most exciting thing this Super Bowl was seeing a sneak peek of the brand new Bill and Ted film.
Whoa!
The third installment of the popular 90s film is due out in Australia this winter.
Excellent!
It looks like Rocketman director Dexter Fletcher is working on a new biopic about The Clash. Although it's going to take a while, the film's not due for release for another 10 years. It'll be worth the wait, though. They've played stadiums across the country.
Hey, this is Adam from Birds of Tokyo.
And this is Kenny.
Topped the charts with their hit single Good Lord, and now Perth band Birds of Tokyo have performed on the new West Coast Eagles theme song. You don't get more Perth than that. Punk's Not Dead. The Offspring and Sum 41's Aussie tour has sold out in just a couple of hours. The heritage punk bands are touring Australia this April. And if you missed out on tickets, sign up to the Triple M Club now and keep listening for your chance to win tickets. Metallica frontman James Hetfield has made his first public appearance since entering rehab late last year. James's rehabilitation led to the cancellation of Metallica's Australian tour dates, leaving fans devastated. The metal icon attended the opening of a classic car museum where some of his personal cars are currently showcased. Looking happy and healthy, James posed for photos and answered questions from fans, including what's happening with the future of Metallica, of which James honestly replied, "That's a great question, we don't know." The band have booked a mammoth amount of festival headline spots across America this year, with no indication of if or when they'll be rescheduling their Aussie dates. It's good to see James back out and about. A freak storm caused Elton John to cancel a gig midway through last week in Victoria's Yarra Valley. After a day of scorching heat, the flash storm hit unexpectedly, ripping through the concert site and damaging instruments on the stage. You can watch the dramatic scenes online now.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Alice Cooper is officially in Australia for his old Black Eyes Is Back national tour, and it kicks off in Perth Saturday the 8th of Feb before covering the map. This week, Alice Cooper also celebrated his 72nd birthday and puts on a better show than I would at 33. Joining Alice is Aussie rock band Airborne and Wayne Kramer from the MC5 playing as MC50. Ticket info available online now. Guns N' Roses are back on the road, announcing a massive American tour. And us Aussie fans are jealous. If anything goes, then I think we should see a return to Australia soon. Faith No More are coming back to Australia on their first headline tour since 1997. The epic news was released this week, and tickets are on sale Wednesday the 12th of Feb. Ticket info available on the Triple M website now. Don't forget to download the Triple M app to catch up on interviews with your favourite musicians and hear the latest rock news first. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week.